Yes, I'm Dr. Stone, the dietitian of Progress North for Comprehensive Counseling Center Incorporation. Date of evaluation for all this patient is on 5/15/2013. There are 15 dictations, and all of them are follow up. And please put before we start anything that all this patient was seen via doxy, and patient has consented for daily health appointment. Yeah. The first dictation is on Hanna, H-A-N-N-A, Gumol, G-O-M-O-L-L. Her date of birth is 12/26/1997. Her telephone number is 248-906-5335. Date of admission is 5/15/2023. Subject to Ayurveda. Gomal described that she has been doing very good. Her depression is getting better. She believes that Zoloft has been helping her to focus a lot, and she does not have any suicidal or homicidal ideation. She has been sleeping, eating good. She can concentrate and has shown improvement in her productivity at work. She goes to work at 9 o'clock and work until 11 at times. She also has Risperdal 3 mg at that time, which is given to control her paranoia, to which she has shown improvement without any side effect like tremors, dystonia, or dyskinesia. Gestrel, off and on, she has been using for anxiety, and Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime for sleep. She described she is doing very well. Her mood was pleasant, effort was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any personal feeling. She has been seeing a therapist and has been productive. She has an appointment to see her neurologist from William Beaumont Hospital, for which she is getting refill from the same Dr. Pier, P-I-R, from Beaumont Hospital. She then propranol 80 mg daily for Pott syndrome, Capra 500 mg twice a day, Depakote 500 mg BID, and 125 mg BID. She is getting followed by a doctor, and they are managing her medication. She was cooperative, attentive, appropriate, no irritability, agitation. Patient was educated about her medication, explained the role of medication, and also work on her ongoing anxiety and focus period, which she believes that things are very positive for her since she discharged from the hospital. Assessment: major depressive disorder with no psychosis, no side effect of medication, no cachexia, restlessness or tremors. History of Pott's syndrome, seizure disorder. Period. I have refilled the prescription for Zoloft 100 mg daily, Risperdal 3 mg at bedtime, Risperdal 25 mg BID, PRN, Trazodone 50 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. And a dictation follow appointment was given in 2 weeks. Next question on Catherine Stone Cipher, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Stone, S-T-O-N-E, Cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R. Her date of birth is 3/1/1990. Telephone number is 586-335-3456. Subjective and objective error. Patient was seen for follow-up. She described that she is doing better, but her anxiety is uncontrolled. And she often on, she take her medication, but she believes that in the past, Valium was effective. I further explained her that this anxiety is the part of her past use of polysubstance abuse, as she has been used all kinds of medication, all kinds of substance of abuse, including cocaine, marijuana, heroin, and other amphetamine period, I further discuss the changing of other and benzodiazepines is not going to make any improvement. She has to talk with the therapist as and also work on her anxiety by supportive insight-oriented therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy. She describes she has been started seeing therapist at comprehensive counseling, but she has been taking hydroxyzine 25 milligrams 3 times a day. Period. I also discussed that maybe I will increase the dose of olanzapine to 10 milligrams at bedtime, as she was doing better in the past, and limit of 75 milligrams twice a day. She was alert and oriented, cooperative. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. Patient is agreeable and also willing to work on her anxiety without using any benzodiazepines. However, since clonopin have a longer effect of controlling anxiety, I will try clonopin and discontinue at even period. Patient agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. The speech was clear. Thought was organized. Patient has been having good eye contact. Currently, she has not been denied any use of alcohol or drugs. She is living with a boyfriend and having a baby. Period. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, past history of substance abuse. Plan will avoid benzodiazepines as much as possible. Encourage cognitive behavioral therapy and support therapy through the therapist. Will increase the dose of olanzapine to 10 mg at bedtime. Risk benefit side effect, I explain. Limit to 75 mg BID. Hydroxyzine 25 mg 3 times a day. We can use on PRN basis. If anxiety cannot control or she gets panicky, she can take clonopin 0.5 milligram, which I have given on PRN basis, 10 tablet. A follow up appointment was made for 2 weeks to see the response of the medications and treatment. Prognosis guided. Next solution is Tazrin Chaudhary, TAZRINCHOUDHRY. Her date of birth is 1/1/1972. Telephone number is 586-229-9735. Subject to Agita. Patient was seen by a doctor. She has consented for telehealth appointment. She describes she is doing all right, but she is overwhelmed with the work. And also sometimes she get harassment from her supervisor. But she is dealing with the dealing situation very well and does not have any major issues. She worked 4 days a week in an auto company. Patient was further encouraged that she should talk with the therapist through the comprehensive counseling, and that will help her a lot. To she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She was attentive, cooperative. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denied any oddity or visual hallucinations or any persky feeling. She denied any side effect of Prozac 10 mg daily. She described the current dose of the Prozac is effective. Higher doses make her sleepy. Even 10 mg she takes in the evening but sleep until next day. I further discussed that it may be part of her depression and is not due to the medication. Assessment, major depressive disorder. Continue with the Prozac 10 mg daily 30 tablets order. Patient does not want to take higher doses, but denies any side effect or any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Problems is guarded. For appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution is Anna Ainusi, ANNA Ainusi, IANNUCCI. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-414-4154. Subject to Ajita. Anna was seen for follow-up. She described that she has been doing, she is complaining of severe headache. When she get up from the bed and she does not know, I further discussed some of the causes of the headache could be the high blood pressure and also maybe dehydration or something else. She should see her medical doctor. However, she described that it may be reason her she has been seen by visiting nurse every week, but her blood pressure was normal, so it is not maybe reason. Maybe she is dehydrated. She may need water. I further discussed it may possibility. The patient was cooperative, attentive, does not need any refill of the medication. She describes she is doing all the good things and also try to focus on her focus on her medications, participate in the activities, goes down and may go for a walk. I further discussed that's a good thing. She should also interact with the other staff, other resident and the staff, and involve in church activities and all the and motivate herself not to stay in her room most of the time. Assessment to which she agreed. Assessment bipolar mood disorder. Patient is stable on Seroquel, Lamictal, and occasionally using Ativan on a PRN basis. No refill was given. Patient liked to see every 2 weeks. Progress is guarded. End of dictation. Next evaluation in Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Liz, L-I-S. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Her date of service is 5-15-2023. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subject to Anjita. Sarah described that she has been doing fairly well. She is not having an anxiety, but she wants to work on her residual symptoms of anxiety. Often, whenever she gets memories of her abuse and trauma, all the anxiety would flare up. Patient has been undergoing recovering from trauma and abuse resulting from divorce. PX. She describes she was too much emotionally involved, and her ex-husband separated from her and got married, but she has been dealing with these losses to a greater extent. And I also appreciate that she has been very strong and she is dealing very positive way, along with taking care of her daughter and maintain her job. She has been on Remeron 30 milligram daily, but currently doses has been reduced to 15 milligram at bedtime. And I am giving Xanax 0.5 milligrams on a PRN basis, 5 tablets, which she use whenever she get panic attack or anxiety, or whenever she is going out of the city, maybe sometime living in a hotel, she may need medications, and that has been helping her. I appreciate her improvement and also her motivations. And PHC, she has been seeing a therapist. I further discussed these residual symptoms will keep coming, and she need to continue her therapist and try to work with her on a long-term basis. The medication is not the answer. I will continue on Remeron 15 milligram at bedtime and Xanax. I will keep low 0.5 milligram PRN for 5 tablets. She can use it whenever she feels like. Yet, patient agreed with the plan. She was alert-oriented, cooperative, mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, the speech was clear, heart was recognized. There was no suicidal thought, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. Her judgment size seems to improve. Assessment. Post-traumatic disorder. Period of anxiety, major depressive disorder recurrent, no suicidal homicidal ideation, plan continue to be trauma-focused therapy, continue Remeron 15 mg at bedtime, and Xanax 0.5 mg, 5 tablet was given on emergency basis. We'll see her in 4 weeks. Period. Patient has made significant improvement in her overall behavior and functioning. Period. Next solution on Denise Nealon, D-E-N-N-I-S, Nealon, N-E-Y-L-O-N. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Date of relation is 5/15/2023. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Subject to Ajita. Mr. Dennis described that he has been doing fairly good, denies any depressions, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He was in a good self-care, proper attire, having good eye contact, very productive, described his arthritis is much controlled, blood pressure is controlled, and he has been having no problem with the current medication. He also indicated that he has found out that the Medicare will be providing $2,500 for the hearing aid Therefore, he is going to work on it to get a hearing aid so that he can communicate properly. I discussed that is a good idea. He can do it, PN. He also described otherwise he is doing good. There was no side effect of the medications, compliant with the treatment, no living with his wife, and has been productive, going for a walk and do mindful therapy. PN, there was no side effect of the medication. Except bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic stable, hypertension, arthritis, plan continue on Depakote 500 mg BID, Cymbalta 30 mg daily, Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, a 30-day supply was ordered, encouraged to continue seeing his medical and follow out patientry, follow with the health plan as recommended. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation.